Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. That means you, Canada. I love you, Canada. And that means you too, Puerto Rico. You're a part of us. Even though Team USA is going to smash Puerto Rico on Saturday. Sorry. Anyway, I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network. You got Sirius XM, it's channel 158. You got yourself a smart speaker. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I talked about Team USA basketball beating up on Puerto Rico. Because a few hours ago, Team USA Basketball, they beat South Sudan. 103-86 was the final score. The USA automatically advances to the knockout stages. Yeah, come on, LeBron. 40-year-old LeBron James. Good for him. Bam Adebayo led the way with 18 points, though. Good for him. We talked about Jackson Holiday last hour. Made his debut again for the Baltimore Orioles. Came through and had a grand slam. Well, the Baltimore Orioles are certainly hoping that he has a little bit more pop than he did when he first came up, as he was 2 of 34. Not good. Also, before we went to break, we talked about the NFL utilizing technology via Sony. Sony Hawkeye technology. They're going to be testing it out this preseason. Hopefully able to implement it next year. And what does that mean? No more old guys in pajamas and chains trying to measure out whether or not they got a first down or not. We can actually utilize technology. Here, let's think about this for a few seconds. We can send a man to the moon, right? Well, that's not a good example. I was going to say, well, yeah, somebody successfully did it. Hickey, we can build a submarine and go to the Titanic.
We can. It has happened before.
It has. Not with that last guy.
No.
He went down there with a PlayStation controller, Hickey. Did you see that? Come on, man.
I saw too much of the details.
Oh, my God.
You wonder why people would think this is a good idea? Life choices.
Hickey, you mean to tell me if I get two sheets of sheet metal, a propeller, a PlayStation controller and four tires, you're not going to go with me up into the sky? You're not going to fly with me?
Up into the sky, down into the sea, hell, across the street. No, thank you.
I'm trying to think about all the amazing things that we have done. Look, Hickey, you can ask. Look, this is technology. If you got a smart speaker, you can ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and it happens, right? Isn't that crazy?
Very crazy. Technology can listen.
But the NFL, after 105 years, they still got old guys in pajamas figuring out a first down, okay? And so after all these years, they're going to be testing out the technology, and hopefully, it can get implemented next year. I hope. We'll see. Thank you to everybody, by the way, listening on a smart speaker, people listening on Sirius XM 158, people tuned in on their local affiliate, and also on the Odyssey app. There you go, again. Now, as we continue on with the show, we got a lot to do. Later on, we'll be joined by Scott Miller of the New York Times to take a look at the Major League Baseball trade deadline that came and it went. And of course, in an hour from now, I'm going to be sharing with you a new top six list, okay? We're going to take a look, unfortunately, at some of the franchises in professional sports. The fan bases that are really suffering right now. That top six is coming in about an hour from now. And you'll understand the inspiration as we go through the list. That is coming your way in an hour. Now, NFL is testing out this technology. It's going to take place here in the preseason. It's going to be fun, right? One thing that's not going to be fun, because it ain't nothing but a glorified ceremony. What else is the NFL going to do? It's the Hall of Fame game tomorrow. Yeah. Shout outs to guys like Patrick Willis and Dwight Freeney. They're going to be going into the Hall. Hickey, why are you not going to Canton? That's your guy.
I know. I do love Dwight. I love Peyton Manning. That's not too bad, guy.
Yeah.
That day's not for me.
It's Saturday, you know.
Too long in the sun. The speeches go on forever. Not to be disrespectful. Again, they earn it. Take as long as you want. Just to be there and sit there, not my thing.
Yeah, me neither. I don't care. I go to Springfield. They do that inside in an auditorium. I do that.
Climate controlled, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Inside. None of that Cooperstown stuff for me. You been up there?
I have to the museum, yes. I've never been for induction weekend.
How is it? I've never been to any. You know what? This is a shame. I've been up to Springfield. I know the people who run the Hall of Fame for basketball. I haven't stepped foot in there. It's embarrassing. Is it worth it for me to go to Cooperstown?
I've not been to any of the others, so I can't compare. But at least Cooperstown, from what I've went, it was beautiful. I've not been in a long time. I went a few times as a kid, so it's probably been 15 years or so. But I loved it. I think thought it was really well done. I think the whole museum is very cool. There's a lot of really cool artifacts there. It's a nice, you know, if you go in the summertime, upstate New York, it's beautiful. If you have a weekend that's free, I would definitely suggest going. I think you will not be disappointed.
There's no big Barry Bonds statue in the front when you get to the town?
This giant head? No, they left that out.
Yeah, wouldn't that be, they could make a 20-foot bobblehead of Barry, right? Right when you pull up into the town.
Life-size replica.
Yeah, right.
Here's his helmet.
Yeah, New Era has his hat size and everything, down to a T.
That'd be a good little, you know, interactive thing there. Put on Barry Bonds' hat.
How many?
See how big it is.
How many people would fit on there? I don't know.
None. Well, you know, like the new trend that, well, I guess maybe not new anymore, but like that little trend for a little bit where they had those giant-ass hats that people would put on?
Oh, is that, we're done. We're past that trend, right?
Thankfully, that trend has gone by the wayside. More of a fad than a trend. But like that could be basically bringing it back. Put on Barry Bonds' head. It's like wearing a big ass hat.
Weren't the actual baseball players wearing that? They were wearing that crap, weren't they?
They were. I mean, there's still some here in the studio from, I guess this is the most recent Super Bowl they're giving them out of the Chiefs and 49ers. So.
Oh, my God. How do you wear it? Is it like a hat inside the hat to keep it on your head, right?
There's like a foam ring inside.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah, it keeps it from moving around.
Yeah, well. Sick of all that stuff. Hickey, I got too much hair. I can't even wear a hat if I wanted to right now.
Hey, look, you're lucky. That's a good problem to have.
To have too much hair that you can't wear a hat?
Plenty of people would trade many problems for that problem.
All right. Well, listen, when I cut my hair, I'll donate it to somebody who wants it.
Good for be a nice little side hustle.
What, selling hair?
To bald people? Yeah, why not?
Listen, there's an entire country that does that. Hickey, come on now.
I am well aware. I'm well aware.
Entire country. Listen, I need to be a sheep for all of that, right?
Man. That's, you know what? Hey, if hair ever runs low, they know who to call.
Yeah, not me. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The point is, ultimately, the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow. It's not exciting. Why? Because the Bears are going to be taking on the Texans. And the Texans, yeah, they're an exciting young team. I mean, C.J. Stroud is, I've already heard people running around saying that he's going to get MVP consideration. He's a favorite to potentially win MVP. And good for him. I mean, after God and them, the victory going into the postseason last year, nobody expected it, okay? That's not why it's not exciting, because Caleb Williams isn't playing. Because this is a preseason game. Because I'm going to take a nap. There's a bunch of guys running around. Well, I won't take a nap. I'll be here on the air. There's going to be a bunch of guys running around looking for a job. I don't know who these dudes are. And so I'm not excited about tomorrow's Hall of Fame game. If anything, if there's a reason to be excited, is that we are being reintroduced to football, the 105th edition of the NFL season. And if you're a Bears fan, You got reason to be excited. Maybe not so much for the preseason, but because of all the new talent that the Bears have added. We all know about Caleb Williams. DeAndre Swift is in the building. DJ Moore is heading into his second season here with the Bears. He came over via trade. By the way, Caleb Williams and DJ Moore were in the same trade. Remember Bryce Young? They swapped out, so they got Bryce, and then they sucked, and the pick automatically went to the Chicago Bears. They took Caleb Williams. Well, DJ Moore, he just got a contract extension this past year, playing with Justin Fields. This man had 96 receptions, 1,300 yards receiving to go along with 8 touchdowns. That's not too shabby. How did he get rewarded? The Chicago Bears yesterday gave him a $110 million contract for the next 4 years. That is $27.5 million per season. No, he's not Justin Jefferson. He wasn't going to get that 35. But that's some big money. That's some big cash. And Caleb Williams, he got some big targets. Yeah, well, not Keenan Allen's not big physically, but he's a big-time target, right? Roma Dunze, he's young. They drafted him as well. He is certainly a big target. Cole Kmet is not a small man. This dude is basketball player big. If Caleb Williams can't make magic with this offense, I don't know. He got to blame himself or the offensive line. And so DJ Moore, coming off of his big old deal, he's like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah, everybody's happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy that I'm getting money.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, if you ask anybody, that's probably the turntest locker room I ever been a part of. It was going berserk when everybody got back to their phone and seen what happened. So they was wondering why I left walkthroughs last night, and they figured it out as soon as they got back. It's pretty cool.
What was that? Describe the scene.
Ah, oh, I can't do that for you. I can't do that for you. Oh, champagne showers. I'm going to walk off on that one.
Whoa. Hickey, what did he ask him? How did he celebrate?
How did his teammates celebrate, you know, the big extension? Oh. I guess they doused him in champagne, which is...
Somebody must have ordered it, right? I mean, randomly, I guess you can Uber champagne, right? If I wanted the Uber champagne to the studio, could I do it? I think I can.
You could order Uber almost anything.
Alcohol? What are you going to take my ID?
Oh yeah, they check it. Oh yeah, I've ordered alcohol before.
Okay, all right. Via Uber?
Different app.
I think
there's an app for that.
The company bought Uber bought the alcohol company, right? I think they did.
Oh, did they recently? I've not bought it or used it in like a year or so. So they may have, but I used it and it works.
And some NFL player just said, hey, I need, how many bottles of champagne is that? Sheesh.
Oof, that's a lot. Maybe one for every $1 million he got. So 110.
Yeah, make DJ Moore pay for it, I guess, right? Put it on his card. He's the one who's getting $110 million. And it's kind of crazy. He's talking about how much everybody celebrated him getting his new contract yesterday. Well, he said when he was originally traded from the Carolina. Think about this. He was traded from the Panthers to the Bears. I get it. I know. He said initially he wasn't happy about this. Listen.
When I first got a call, I was like, oh, but then I was just like, yeah. New beginnings, you know, new everything. So I just took it on with a head full of steam with my family, and we was all just bored in. Once we got here, it was no looking back.
Was the all part because you didn't
know? No, because let me get this. Because we had just moved into a house, so it was like, dang, we got traded. So I was just like, coming down the driveway, got the phone call. Yeah, you've been traded. Boom. Post called me. Hey, we're glad to have you. So I had to change my whole mindset. I was like, all right, I'll be there.
Okay, reasonable. Reasonable. And if you think about where the Carolina Panthers are right now, you think about where the Chicago Bears are right now, if you were an NFL player, where the hell would you rather be? I mean, you got Bryce Young, who's having to prove himself as they try to put talent around him. Hello, Xavier Leggett. You look at the Chicago Bears, man, they got expectations already to do some damage in the NFC North. Now, are they going to do that? I don't know. I'm going to peg them at or around 500. Last year, the Chicago Bears had a record of 7-10. Justin Fields is looked upon as a project. That's why he is now gone. Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, he made it very clear heading into last season that Justin Fields needs to go out there and improve as a passer. He obviously ain't doing enough because he's going to be backing up Russell Wilson out in Pittsburgh unless Russell Wilson goes down with a sprained calf or a hamstring. Chicago Bears will win a few more games. Are they going to make the playoffs? I'm not so sure. If you were to really ask me, I'd be surprised if they got in. They'd have to catch a little bit of a break. You think about the NFC North, they already have Detroit. You got Green Bay. Jordan Love just got a contract. Unless Green Bay, the Packers completely fall to you know what, to crap, it's going to be tough for the Bears, man. I don't know if they're going to get the same bounce back to relevancy that the Houston Texans got. I don't think that's in the Chicago Bears' future. I'll tell you this, though. Everybody's excited about Caleb Williams, including the new wide receiver, or the second-year Bear wide receiver, who just got himself a new contract. He's real excited about Caleb Williams. Take a listen to this.
Shoot, just how you handle our defense. You know, he dice them up. They show something new at him. He go around asking them questions on how he can be better with it. And I know he takes everything in one ear and it just stays there. And then you go out there and carve him up like probably the next two plays. And yeah, it's just amazing to watch.
Oh, it'll be fun. I've been waiting on this day for a long time. For years, I've been waiting on a time and an era. Well, we had new quarterbacks, man. Think about all these young quarterbacks in the game right now, led by Patrick Mahomes. We have Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams. What is he going to go out there and look like? I've appreciated this. You know, watching Tom Brady for 20-plus years, no thank you, no more. Drew Brees was holding on. Phillip Rivers was holding on. We didn't need any of this. Now we got the Jalen Hurts of the world. Thank you so much. What is Bryce Young going to do? We got a Brock Purdy. We got a Herbert. I've been waiting on the new era for the longest time. CJ Stroud, Joe Burrow. I've been waiting on times like this. Hopefully Caleb Williams can become a part of that next group. Quarterbacks stepping up, ushering in a new era. There's no more Tom Brady championships. The only guy that people need to look for is Patrick Mahomes. And guess what? He ain't winning the Super Bowl every year. Somebody else has to win a ring. Is Lamar Jackson going to get over the hump? Is Josh Allen going to get over the hump? Somebody has to win a Super Bowl. Maybe to be Caleb Williams. I just know it ain't happening this year. Don't hold your breath on that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know what? I'm not done with this quarterback conversation. There's another team with a quarterback scenario. It's not looking all that good. We're going to take a trip up to Colorado, unfortunately for the Broncos. And then we'll talk about the Broncos, their coach, and then there's a former NFL coach who found himself another job. What? I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, I told you about the Chicago Bears. I don't know if they should have expectations of going back to the playoffs. They begin their season with the preseason tomorrow, Hall of Fame game against the Houston Texans. We know the Texans shocked everybody last year by having an immediate turnaround with C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans taking them to the postseason. We saw that. They have the offensive rookie of the year. They have the defensive rookie of the year, Will Anderson. They were able to turn things around. The Chicago Bears got a lot of talent. it's going to take some time, okay? 7 victories last year. If they move it up to 9 in that NFC North, I'll give them a lot of credit. If they get in via wild card, they deserve it. I think they'll just be on the outside looking in. We'll see what they do. Meanwhile, there's another NFL team that drafted a quarterback this past offseason. It's the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton, after sending Russell Wilson out of the building, first he kicked him out of his office, and he got him out the building completely. You need a quarterback, right? And so what did the Denver Broncos do? They bring in Zach Wilson. He got the eject button from the New York Jets. And they decide to draft Bo Nix with the number 12 selection in this year's draft. Yeah, Bo Nix played at Auburn, finished up the past 2 years at Oregon. This past year at Oregon, you can't knock the guy. 45 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. A lot of people will say he is a system quarterback from his time playing out in Oregon. And I say, for a guy selected at number 12 overall, there's a little bit of a reason why he was in school, why he bounced from Auburn to Oregon, why there were so many other quarterbacks just over the past several years who jumped the hell in front of him. I don't know if he's going to be that good. Sean Payton certainly thinks so. And when you got 3 quarterbacks, by the way, Jared Stidham is there. How exciting, right? When you got to choose between Zach Wilson, Jared Stidham, and a rookie quarterback, that's not all that exciting. Sean Payton hopes so. Otherwise, he's going to be ripping his hair out for the next several seasons. Because if it don't work out with Bo Nix, the Broncos are going to be cooked, and maybe Sean Payton will be cooked as well. And it appears that we're already down a quarterback in this, I don't want to call it 2 or 3-team quarterback competition. Zach Wilson has already kind of been taken out of the rotation. At one point, he was practicing in a rotation with the first team. Everybody was getting their chance. Well, not Zach Wilson. They have now demoted this man to the third team. He's not working out with the first team. You know what the hell that means? He's the backup's backup. That means he's a clipboard carrier. That means when Sean Payton needs room on the roster, Zach Wilson will likely get the boot. And so, of course, Sean Payton, the angry man, was asked about this. Hey, Sean, why isn't Zach Wilson throwing with the first team? Tell me. Fill me in.
We've got a plan, and today was yesterday. Bo ran with the ones. Zach with the twos. Today, Stidham is with the ones. So, no news to announce there.
Okay, no news to announce. All right. Well, Sean Payton, angry man. Is that going to change? Is Zach Wilson eventually going to throw with the first team again?
We'll see. Yeah. But just like I said, there's nothing to announce.
Well, that certainly seems like I can't call it a Hickey, what's the opposite of a vote of confidence?
Demotion?
Well, yeah, he's been demoted. That is a stamp of a lack of confidence.
Stamp of disapproval?
Yeah, a stamp of disapproval. Man, Zach Wilson, I guess he was only built for BYU, right? Not built for the NFL, and I don't know. It's sad. And I feel sad. Well, not necessarily sad for the New York Jets, but I do. They had Zach Wilson screwed that up. They had Sam Darnold screwed that up. They had to bring in Aaron Rodgers to try to help unscrew all of this up. And the Broncos, I got to be – Sean Payton is not a sympathetic figure. He's not at all. After Sean Payton tried to go after Nathaniel Hackett about how terrible and awful and what a mess he left for him in Denver. Okay, Sean, since you're so damn good, tell us what you can do. Since you're the offensive genius, go ahead, show us what you can do with no Drew Brees. Tell me, show me, go ahead, do it. I'm eagerly waiting to see what he can do. Because we know Bo Nix, this is his job, right? But you got to go through the process. You have to go through the pain. Zach Wilson is not going to be starting, okay? Jared Stidham, if he has to start, is not the long-term option. And I think before you just throw Bo Nix to the wolves, unless he is head and shoulders above everybody else, I think you got to sit him. I think he has to watch real live NFL action. I think he has to see Jared Stidham get smacked around. I think he has to see him get thrown to the wolves so he can go, oh, well, damn, I don't want to make that mistake. Oh, I can do better than that. I don't think you start Bo Nix out of the gate. I think he has to sit down for a while because, let's be real, the Broncos are not winning anything this season. This is a development year for everybody involved. And so if you got to take or eat an L, the most important thing is to develop Bo Nix. And part of that, I don't think, is just throwing him out there right out of the gate. Hickey, what do you think about Bo Nix starting over Jared Stidham?
I would start him because, I mean, the guy's like 30 years old with how long he's been in college, number one.
Damn.
I know. Had to do it. I'm sorry, Bo. And number two, like, I mean, he does fit in the system of just get the ball out quick, kind of that West Coast slants. Like, it's the offense he played in at Oregon is very similar to how Sean Payton wants to run his offense, going back to the days where he had Drew Brees in New Orleans for so long. So, like, I think it's a natural fit. And again, he's played 5 years. You know, he has a lot of experience under his belt, where I think it just kind of like J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, these guys are experienced and played in similar systems that they're playing in the pros in college. Get him out there week one and see what you can do, especially for the Broncos. If it's going to be a lost year anyway, which I would agree with you, then why not, you know, allow Bo this year to kind of feel out how the NFL is?
Confidence. That's it. Just confidence, right? No?
Gain? Well, you're saying gain confidence, or you're worried about the early lack of confidence is why you would sit him?
I think it's better. Sit down and watch. Watch for a game or two. Watch the mistakes that the other guy makes. No, watch.
Not just, even watch the good plays. Just watch the bad plays.
Yes. Physically stand there on the side. This is an experience that he's never had before. Stand on the sidelines. Watch what Jared Stidham does. He's mentally going to go, oh, I can do better than that. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Oh, I don't want to make that mistake. Like, once you get thrown out there to the wolves, you're out there. And then if you get pulled, then you start to go, oh, man, this is tough, or I need to adjust this. I think it's better if you watch out of the gate for a little bit. Then you go out there, and then you're either going to sink or swim. And then you have an understanding of, oh, I got pulled, and I can do this better. That way he has multiple perspectives. He has the perspective of A, having played, and then B, having watched. Because if he's going to watch afterwards, that means he's already got his ass whooped. Hey, what are we, 17 games? What's the rush? I mean, outside of the confidence of the locker room, and that's really the driving factor. I agree. If Bo Nix is playing the best, you put him out there. Because the guys who are earning their money, and that's what they care about first. I hate to tell you, it's not always winning and losing. They want to earn their money first. The guys, the receivers, man, they want somebody who can throw them the football. They don't want none of this nonsense. They don't want the back and forth. And Bo Nix, we're going to see him this year. Is it right out of the gate? I don't know. I do know this. Sean Payton better have a lot of patience. And Zach Wilson, I mean, only way this guy sees playing time anywhere is if some other team has a quarterback issue and he needs to step in and be a backup. It's going to be a long year in Denver. You thought last year was bad? Sean Payton yelling at Russell Wilson this upcoming season? Oh, it's going to be real, real ugly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about another coach. This man, he's probably in a very happy mood. And he's not even coaching this year. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. Speaking of happy, everybody isn't happy with Simone Biles. I'm going to tell you someone who doesn't even want to hear her name uttered. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. I'm going to share with you a top six list as we unfortunately take a look at some of the worst suffering fans and fan bases in sports right now. Oh, these fans are feeling the pain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. At the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six suffering fan bases in sports right now. I know we're at the beginning of NFL training camps. We just had the Major League Baseball trade deadline. It came, it went. NBA is on a little bit of a hiatus, but there's certainly a lot of teams right now that come to mind that make me just go, oh, damn, I really feel bad for this team. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. You don't have to wait too much longer. And then right before the break, we shared and talked about the fact that Caleb Williams is not going to play tomorrow in the Hall of Fame game against the Texans. Now, I got to tell you about somebody who you will be seeing a lot of this upcoming NFL season. That includes Caleb Williams. I hope we see a lot of him because that means he's healthy. There's a former NFL coach who just picked up another job. And I had to say, is he got a new girlfriend. How much more work can he do? His name is Bill Belichick. Listen to this, folks. We know what happened to Belichick. Tom was up in New England. He got the boot. All right. Belichick then has all these talks and conversations down here in Atlanta with the Falcons. Didn't get the job. Not his gig, right? And so right now, as an NFL head coach, one of the most accomplished of all time, Bill Belichick is unemployed. No job. But when you're Bill Belichick, you can find one in media. That's what everybody does, right? It's being reported that the Kelce brothers are looking for $100 million to do a podcast. Hickey, they're going to give a commission to Taylor Swift.
Right? I don't think she needs it, but you may have to.
If Travis Kelce wasn't with Taylor Swift, could they walk around saying, I need $100 million for a podcast? Come on.
Yeah, I think that valuation definitely plummets a little bit.
What is that? They want 20 mil over the next 5 years? What are we doing?
Crazy. How much funny money right there.
How much is Gilbert Arenas' podcast worth?
Great. $5?
$5. So all that crap he talks on his? Anyway, Bill Belichick, I know he's got to be making millions of dollars based on the deal. Listen to this. Bill Belichick this upcoming season, he's going to be on Pat McAfee's show, I guess once a week, right? Bill Belichick will be on the Manning cast on ESPN. He'll pop up on Monday Night Football, and boom, there's Bill Belichick. You can listen to him instead. He's going to be on Inside the NFL on the CW network, the former home of Sabrina the Teenage Witch and the Steve Harvey Show. Hickey, I think Tyra Banks, the top model, come on CW. I think it did.
Is it The Runway, right?
Yeah, the top model.
That's a different show. Project Runway is a different show.
Oh, wow.
Right, she did that show too or no?
I don't know.
I may have got that wrong, but I think you're right. I think Tyra, I feel like she definitely was on the CW at one point or another.
That's what the dancing Warner Brothers frog. Used to be CW, whatever. Anyway, it's not WB anymore. Bill Belichick, that's three jobs. Bill Belichick picked up another one. And if you weren't familiar with this place, you are now. Bill Belichick has a new series with the Underdog Fantasy Network.
There was no end of the season.
Good.
I partner with Underdog because Underdog is a sports company run by sports people. They want sports to connect to the fans, and that's what I want to do. I want to find a connection to the fans where I give the fans what they've asked me for in terms of content.
Look, fellas, it's just about doing our job.
Behind-the-scenes information, decision-making that goes on within the organization, and a breakdown of schematics and personnel within the game. Bring all this real football conversation and decisions to the fans. Underdog wants to do that. I want to do that. So it was a great fit.
There it is. The Dynamo.
really looking forward to the opportunity to work with Underdog and their producers. And they've given me the opportunity to give the fans what they want, and that's my goal.
Hick, you know what this means?
What's that?
That Bill Belichick will take money from anybody. I'm just saying, like, I'm not a gambling fellow. And I've certainly heard of Underdog. And if they were paying me whatever amount of money that they pay Bill Belichick, I'd probably take the money too. But damn. Like, do you think Bill Belichick knew what this was last year? You think Bill Belichick knew what the Underdog Fantasy Network was? You think he knew what they were?
Last year? What about last week?
Oh, man. somebody reached out to his agent and said, look, we got half a mil, we got 750. I don't know what the number is, but they said we got this for Bill Belichick. And they said, what do you need? He's like, well, we want to offer him a series once a week. They said, deal, done. And then they sat up in Bill Belichick's house and put up fancy cameras and said, Bill, we need you to film a commercial. And that was it. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Hickey, if you and I can raise money and pay Bill Belichick a mil a week, Bill Belichick could do a show for us. What should we have him do? Comedy?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes, I like that. Talk anything but football. Maybe politics?
Oh, no.
No?
No. I don't
just comedy?
Don't want to hear it from Belichick.
What about war strategy?
Oh, hell no. I'd have put me to sleep. Oh, no. No thanks.
You don't hear about the War of 1812 and how it was won on this, big-time battle?
No.
No?
Let's talk. We should do it. We should pay Bill Belichick $1 million, and then we should have him do cartoon reviews, right? Like, let's put on an episode of South Park, and then let's watch like a live watch show with Bill Belichick, and then we should do the you know how they do the shows now, the popular shows. If it's on, then you have the cast sit down and break it down.
Yes,
we should have Bill Belichick watch the show, capture his entire reaction, and then we should do like a 15-minute discussion after the show.
I don't hate it at all. I like it a lot.
Now, I don't know. Do you think Bill Belichick has ever really watched television in his life?
Well, it had me thinking, like, to expand this series, what if we just have Bill just do life things that we've all done that he for sure has not done? And he spends all his time studying tape.
Things in life that Bill Belichick
like, do you think he's ever shopped for his own groceries?
As an adult, he had to at some point, right? Early 20s, I guess.
Okay, maybe early 20s.
He didn't have no, there were no Uber Eats. And,
that's
you know,
true.
The 70s.
Has he ever changed a tire, you think?
Maybe his dad, I guess. Did you read his book?
No, I did not.
Yeah, maybe his dad made him change a tire. He just learned how to talk to women, I guess.
Or he's trying to get away from them at the same time, too. He's taking all these jobs. Jeez, I mean, seems like he'll do anything and get out of the house.
Yeah.
Honey, can't watch The Incredibles tonight. I have to, do this podcast.
Oh, The Incredibles. How about that? Yeah. Well, Clueless. I don't know. What is a 23-year-old woman watching? I don't know.
Love Island, maybe?
I don't know. I'm not around 23-year-old women, but obviously Bill Belichick is. Oh, my God.
Watching TikToks?
He's what? Listen, if we see Bill.
That's the next partnership. Guess who's coming to TikTok?
TikTok is going to pay Bill Belichick. Bill, stop taking the money, man. Does Bill Belichick, this guy, Hickey, this guy was making more money as an NFL head coach than anybody. His contract was reportedly what? North of 15? What, like 15 to 20 mil? I think he was making on the back end.
Yeah, I thought it was closer to 20 recently.
Come on. What does he feel like? He's like, I've lost 15 to 20 mil. So, I gotta take a couple of gigs. I can't imagine. And look, I'm not in nobody's wallet or pocket, but the Manning cast, Pat McAfee, CW, and Underdog. Do you think he's even making 10 mil off of this? The answer is no.
No, can't be.
Five?
Probably five. Four outlets, probably around a mil or, in that range, right, would you assume? Yeah,
I would say more than. I mean, you think ESPN for a season is like, hey, I don't know, he's just popping up. You know, he's going to get a mil a season, so he put two. ESPN is probably paying him two. I don't know. Pocket watching. CW, maybe there's a mil there as well. I don't know who's paying for that. That's via NFL Films. The NFL got money. Yeah, so maybe, yeah, about four, maybe a mil each. You're right, Hickey, maybe about a mil each.
Four or five still. I mean, fourth of what he was making last year.
Not too shabby. But is he that, I don't want to say desperate, but underdog? I didn't know they made content. I'm just saying. Good luck to Bill Belichick just out here getting all of the money. Save some for somebody else. Is Rex Ryan still on TV?
I'm pretty sure he is, right? I think so.
I don't know. I can't keep up, man. Is what I guess what's his name? I guess he's done soon too, isn't he? The guy's name. The Crypt Keeper guy.
What?
The one from Fox whose ratings are in the toilet now.
Oh, Skip?
Yeah, Skip. He got, what, two more weeks?
Something like that. Who knows when he's done?
Yeah. And I think he's going to be done in like 2 weeks. Sayonara to that guy. He hasn't said a valuable word worth a damn in, I don't know, a decade, I think? And Shannon Sharp helped keep him famous, and now he's gone. You got to be careful, people. Watch the jobs that you take. And good luck to Bill Belichick. I'll be watching him on none of these. None. I'll see the highlights. I'll see all of the Bill Belichick highlights. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about fan bases that have seen a lot of lowlights. It's a top six list, suffering fan bases in sports. Hopefully you're not on the list or your team. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.